Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Lori Abernathy with Heal House of Iowa on the local homeless population. There's going to be a collection of data on the amount of homeless people in Indianola coming up. Tell us a little bit about that.
We're going to have a point in time. It's called Point in Time, and we are doing it actually January 30th, 5 to 6, in local parks around Warren County. So Norwalk, Milo, Carlisle, Indianola, and Martinsdale St. Mary's. And we will be sitting out there handing out blankets, some food, gloves, and that kind of stuff, just essentials that people need. Try and take information down, why they're homeless, what we can do to help. And then we'll collect all that data, and then it'll be entered into the Iowa Central System.
You don't think of Indianola or Warren County as a place where a lot of homeless people gather, but why is it important to have this information?
Well, then that way we can get government funding. And last year, Indianola had 16, and Warren County had never, ever had a point in time. And anybody south of us, and that's their biggest concern, because when we did the point in time, Des Moines had 79 of our homeless people. So 79 plus our 16. And then just a little facts, Carlisle has currently got 3 homeless teens, Southeast Warren has 3, Indianola has 6, and Norwalk has 22. And that information comes from the Department of Education to us. And then we are currently helping 4 of the homeless students right now in Warren County.
And that's something I guess I don't think of, and I'm assuming a lot of other people don't think of. There's a lot of students who are attending school, attending other things, and don't have a place to live.
That's correct. We actually take out personal hygiene stuff to the high school and the middle school because we have kids out there taking showers out there because they may be shacking up with a friend. They may be staying out at the fairgrounds in some sheltered areas. They find places to go stay and try to stay warm. And a lot of them do not want to come forward because they're afraid they'll be turned into DHS or they are too ashamed. And the 4 that we currently have, we have in with elderly couples now that are kind of taking care of them for us and have the room. So you don't realize it until if you just drive down the street. If you notice today, we had a gentleman walking through Indianola, had a blanket on, carrying some belongings, and he's homeless. And it's just, people don't recognize that. We had over 100 volunteers, and once we told them what to look for, they were calling us going, oh yeah, we see it, you know. So it's out there, we just kind of turn a blind eye to it.
How does the state collect this data, and what can people do at a state level that will use this information to try and, I guess, curb the problem?
So Joe Gazelle was appointed from Indianola to sit on the homeless council, and there's about, I want to say 28 on this council. And what they do is they will get all this data is turned into a central location to the data they'll collect it, and then what they'll do is find out, has it gone down? Has it gone up? Where's the most at? And right now, Southern Iowa does not do a point in time, which they would love to try to get that point in time because we know there's homeless down hiding in the woods. We know where they're at. They just don't want to come in. There's no help down there, and they don't want to leave. We have homeless people that have jobs. They go to work, but then they'll go back to where they're staying, and it's not a fitted place for them to be living. But they can't afford it. So what this data will do will help give Iowa some government funding to try to help these people. So, and you would not believe how many people could be on the verge. We had a data done that 1,700 people go hungry every night just in Indianola. And roughly 3,000 in Warren County go hungry every night.
How could people help out if this is clearly a problem? It's something that people can volunteer their time with. What are some of the ways people can help out and some of the avenues that people can take?
Well, we have an account set up at True Bank for the Heal House of Iowa. And what we're trying to do is buy a location and turn that into a homeless shelter for youth and then families. And then also, like, if we have a veteran, there's a special shelter for them that we send them up there. We won't take drug or alcohol addicted people. We will send them on. We have a protocol. What we do is we send them on to Broadlands, get some help for them, and then they send them on to the next shelter that deals with that, because right now we're not equipped or trained to do that. We are writing grants currently, trying to buy our homeless shelter, and then go from there, and then we will start adding programs once we get it done. But we have to have this point in time in order to write a lot of these grants. It asks us, how many homeless people do you have, da-da-da-da. So the point in time is very important to us, too.
Thanks to Lori Abernathy for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.